repentance is always primarily vertically oriented. We see that with David and Bathsheba in Psalm 51. Against you, you only have I sinned. Of course David sinned against Bathsheba. Of course he sinned against Uriah. But he's overwhelmed by the holiness of God and knowing that primarily his sin has done damage to the reputation of God. He has sinned against God. And I think what that does is it changes our priorities when it comes to repentance. It means that the things the church repents of are going to be the things that are articulated in Scripture as those things that are most damning. And that means we can't dance to the world's tune on repentance priorities. We have to allow the Word of God to guide us on those things. If we're not allowing the Word of God to guide us on those things, then I think the question is why not? And the answer I fear at that point is it's fear of the world, or it's love of the world, or it's a desire to ingratiate ourselves with the world that's driving us at that point. So the point of that kind of argument was, you know, if your repentance is purely horizontal, and if it's designed really to curry favor with the world, then that's a repentance that itself needs to be repented of. That is a reflection of a world-oriented, not a God-oriented mentality.